I'm David Fair, and this is The Green Room on 89.1 WEMU. There is a court-ordered consent judgment between the state of Michigan and Gelman Sciences when it comes to managing a 1,4-dioxane plume that's spreading through some of the area's groundwater. Officially, the responsible party, as it's called, is Gelman, which owned the Wagner Road facility in Scioto Township where the contamination plume originated. Gelman was bought out by Paul Corporation, which has since been purchased by Washington, D.C.-based Danaher. The legal judgment calls for the responsible party not to fully clean up the chemical pollution, but to work to prevent it from spreading further. This is the 18th installment of our series on the Ann Arbor area's 1,4-dioxane plume. This week in the Green Room, 89.1 WEMU's Barbara Lucas looks at the call for raising the bar on that standard.
Good evening, everyone.
On July 25th, staff of the Michigan Department of Environmental Quality met with the Ann Arbor City Council. Bob Wagner announced a new task force will be forming, with representation from the state, local government, citizens, and hopefully the responsible party as well.
It would be most beneficial and useful if we could collectively, as a group, agree what are the top priorities for this money.
He's referring to the $700,000 recently allocated by the Michigan legislature to spend on Ann Arbor's dioxane plume. At first glance, it sounds like a lot, but...
You can spend it all on monitor wells, all of it.
Some council members don't want to settle for just containing the pollution instead of restoring the aquifer, nor do they like the idea of taxpayer money being spent on any of it. Councilwoman Sabra Briere.
It's not... I think that we want the state to pay for the cleanup, and it's certainly not that we want the city to pay for the cleanup. It's that we want the responsible party to actually do more than try to contain this flow.
Briere says it's obvious from the spread of the plume that containment isn't working. Councilwoman Jane Lum also asks if the responsible party can take on a bigger financial role.
Since Paul Gelman has been acquired by, is a subsidiary of Danaher, and that's a Fortune 200 company.
Indeed, Danaher has a market value of $65 billion. Here's Councilman Jack Eaton.
Before we start spending the state's $700,000 on additional monitoring well, shouldn't we encourage the company to incur that cost?
I believe that's what we will, that's what we will be doing.
That's DEQ staffer Dan Hamill, who says he's in day-to-day contact with Paul Gelman. He says he's looking forward to having the company meet with local government and residents directly.
They will be there to hear firsthand and have a dialogue.
Bob Wagner says, as seen from the DEQ's work elsewhere, public money can be leveraged.
To basically say, well, what we hear from you is you're not going to do what we've asked, so now we're going to do it. In most cases, that causes that party to do the work. That's the leverage that we talked about. In some cases, they don't do the work. And when that happens, we go out and do the work, and then we go back to the court, and we seek recovery of those dollars.
DEQ staffer Mitch Adelman adds that there's a significant pot of money available called the Financial Assurance Mechanism.
The Gelman entity still exists for the purposes of carrying out this remedy. The state has a letter of credit to the tune of over $28 million that we can access today if the Gelman entity does not do what's required by the remediation.
Adelman says when the state's dioxane standard becomes more protective, as is expected by the end of the year, then the amount in the financial assurance mechanism will need to be renegotiated.
I think it stands to reason that it would likely be more costly to implement a remedy based on that lower criterion. That would require a need to amend the financial assurance mechanism, which is likely going to continue to be a letter of credit.
Regardless who pays, one thing's for sure. Raising the bar is going to be expensive.
Seeing no one, public comment is closed, and we are adjourned.
Barbara Lucas, 89.1 WEMU News.
The Green Room is a presentation of the WEMU News Department. To hear the first 17 installments in our series on the Ann Arbor area's 1,4-dioxane plume, visit our archive at WEMU.org. This is 89.1 WEMU, and I'm David Fair.